Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Canada, we hear from Sister Jean Marie Dwyer, a contemplative nun belonging to the Queen of Peace Monastery in Squamish, British Columbia. Her preaching is entitled, Then There Was Sin.
A reading from the book of Genesis. After the man and the woman had sinned, they hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God. The Lord God called to the man and said to him, Where are you? The man said, I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked and hid myself. God said, Who told you you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you not to eat? The man said, The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me fruit from the tree, and I ate it. Then the Lord God said to the woman, What is this that you have done? The woman said, The serpent tricked me, and I ate. The Lord God said to the serpent, Because you have done this, cursed are you among all animals and among all wild creatures. Upon your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and theirs. He will strike your head, and you will strike his heel. To the woman, the Lord God said, I will greatly increase your pangs in childbearing. In pain you shall bring forth children, yet your desire shall be for your husband. And he shall rule over you. And to the man he said, Because you have listened to the voice of your wife and have eaten of the tree about which I commanded you, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread until you return to the earth, for out of it you were taken. You are dust, and to dust you will return. The man named his wife Eve, because she was the mother of all the living. And the Lord God made garments of skin for the man and for his wife, and clothed them. Then the Lord God said, See, the man has become like one of us, knowing good and evil. And now he might reach out his hand and take also from the tree of life, and eat and live forever. Therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was taken. The Lord God drove out the man, and at the east of the Garden of Eden he placed the cherubim and a sword flaming and turning, to guard the way to the tree of life. The three chapters of Genesis tell us a theological story about the truth of our beginnings. God created the world from nothing. Everything that God created was good in the beginning. At last, God created human beings as a reflection of his divinity. Today's reading continues the story of sin and the effect it has on human life. The response of Adam and Eve in the text to the reality of sin is the same response that we are caught up in today. After the man and woman had sinned, they hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God. They experience their nakedness in a new way. They have lost their innocence. They hide themselves because they were afraid. They each blame someone else rather than acknowledging their accountability for what had happened. Is this not a very clear pattern we can experience in our life, trying to hide ourselves from God, not willing to open our heart to true self-knowledge, admit we are wrong, and accept God's forgiveness and healing? We can be fearful of so many things. Fear can paralyze us from doing the good God asks us, from being present to those who come in contact with us. The second letter of John says, "Perfect love casts out all fear." Love frees us to be bold and honest, to open our hearts to the truth of where we are and what needs to be changed. The text from Genesis also shows what tender, caring love God has for us always, by the story of God making garments to clothe man, who is the man and woman who are ashamed now of their nakedness. The knowledge that they gained was not the knowledge they expected. They gained a knowledge of sin, but the knowledge was the experience of their own sin. So let us face God boldly each day. "Here I am, Lord, weak and needy and sinful. I acknowledge my weakness. I acknowledge my sin. I don't want to blame my neighbor for what I have done, but I want to learn to love. Fill my heart with the light of the Holy Spirit and my actions with God's loving presence." Thank you.